Once again this past week, a man named Alex Berenson appeared on Fox News, this time with Tucker Carlson, to spew about COVID-19 and vaccines. Here's just, I hesitate to do this, but it's some, I guess it has value for context. Here's just some of what Berenson said.
We're at a very dangerous moment, Tucker. And, you know, I'm not exaggerating. I think this is probably the most important appearance I've had with you in the last 2 years. It is completely clear now that the vaccines don't really work at all against Omicron. In these highly vaccinated and highly boosted countries, rates of infection are incredibly high, and rates of serious disease and death are also rising. The Israelis are predicting that they're going to have more serious cases than they ever had at the peak last year. And the idea that we would solve this with another booster is just off the charts insane. I have not said this to you before because I'm pretty careful, and I'm pretty careful with the data. These vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, the mRNA COVID vaccines need to be withdrawn from the market now. No one should get them. No one should get boosted. No one should get double boosted. They are a dangerous and ineffective product at this point against Omicron. The spike that they make your body make that you then produce antibodies to is not the Omicron spike. And earlier today, Tony Fauci said, we're not going to give people monoclonal antibody products, because the first generation products, because they don't work against the Omicron spike. The same logic applies to these mRNA vaccines, and giving people boosters, even if in the very short term it knocks down infection rates, there's a boomerang effect, and that's what they're seeing in all these countries. We are at a dangerous moment, and these products need to be withdrawn.
Considering his track record for accuracy, turning to Alex Berenson for expert opinion on anything to do with COVID-19 is like turning to a member of Hamas to babysit your Jewish child. I've been, well, to say the least, many times Alex Berenson has gotten wrong. Derek Thompson from The Atlantic tabbed up a few of these instances. The first little bit about Berenson. He has more than 200,000 followers on Twitter, millions of viewers for his very frequent appearances on Fox News. There was a time on Laura Ingraham's show he downplayed the vaccines, said that Israel's experience proved that they were considerably less effective than initially claimed. Another time on Tucker, he predicted the vaccines would cause an uptick in cases of COVID-related illness and death in the U.S. He's blamed the vaccines for causing spikes in severe illness, pointed data that actually demonstrates their safety and effectiveness. He blamed the vaccines for suppressing our immune systems by misrepresenting normal immune system behavior. He suggested that countries like Israel have suffered from their early vaccine rollouts, even though deaths in Israel and other countries, hospitalizations too, among vaccinated groups in Israel, have plummeted. He also implied that for most non-seniors, the side effects of the vaccines are worse than having COVID-19 itself, with no basis for that claim. Like I said, Derek Thompson for The Atlantic took a bit more detailed look at some of these claims by Berenson, starting with Berenson's claim that in country after country, cases rise after vaccination campaigns begin. Reality, in country after country, cases drop after vaccination campaigns begin. One of Berenson's themes is that the mRNA vaccines are badly underperforming outside the clinical trials and are possibly even causing a spike in cases after the first shot. But the CDC researchers studying real-world conditions came to the exact opposite conclusion. The mRNA vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer are 90% effective 2 weeks after the second dose, which is in line with the trial data. But still, Berenson pushes the argument that the vaccines are causing suspicious illness and death. On Twitter, Berenson claimed that an excellent, his words, Denmark study showed a 40% rise in infections immediately after nursing home residents received their first vaccine shots. The study's lead author has said that Berenson mischaracterized her findings. She explained that the Danish nursing homes in question were already experiencing a pretty significant COVID-19 outbreak when vaccination started. Many people in the long-term care facilities were likely already sick before the vaccine was administered, and these people would technically count as vaccinated with confirmed COVID-19, even if the infection happened prior to the vaccination or its immune response. Another Berenson claim, Pfizer BioNTech's clinical trial data proved that the companies are being shady about vaccine efficacy. Arguing the COVID-19 cases spike after the first dose, Berenson directs people to the Pfizer-BioNTech FDA briefing document, which reports hundreds of suspected but unconfirmed COVID-19 cases in the trial vaccine group that aren't counted as positive cases in the final efficacy analysis. But suspected but confirmed doesn't refer to participants who were probably sick with COVID-19. On the contrary, it refers to participants who reported various symptoms like a cough, sore throat, then took a PCR test, which came back negative. So if you were enrolled in a vaccine trial for SARS-CoV-2 that Berenson was running, just as a hypothetical, and never contracted the virus, but one day you told a clinician that you had a bit of cough, Berenson will mark you down as infected with COVID-19 and, of course, blame the vaccine. Another Berenson claimed the mRNA vaccine dangerously suppresses your immune system, possibly causing severe illness and even death. Oh, the scientists tore that one to shreds, saying the claim he is making is simply fear-mongering, connecting a simple physiological event with bogus claims of deaths. This is Shane Crotty, researcher at the Center for Infectious Disease and Vaccine Research at the Loyola Institute for Immunology, said the observation of lymphocyte numbers temporarily dropping in blood is actually a common phenomenon in immune responses. And as they say on infomercials, but wait, there's more. Healthfeedback.org did a review of some of the claims by Alex Berenson, claiming Danish researchers found protection against Omicron to a negative 3 months after the second dose. Healthfeedback.org tagged that as inaccurate, saying a study from Denmark did not find that COVID-19 vaccines make people more prone to infection. Biases in the study likely led to underestimated vaccine effectiveness. Another Berenson claim antibodies that people produce against the coronavirus spike protein may lead to myocarditis. That's tagged as unsupported. Unsupported claim about COVID-19 vaccines, anti-spike antibodies, and myocarditis misrepresented conclusions from a New England Journal of Medicine article. Berenson claims that one person is 300 to 900 times more likely to die after getting the COVID-19 vaccine than the flu vaccine. Adverse events are widely underreported. Health Feedback says misleading. It's misleading to compare the safety of COVID-19 and flu vaccines based solely on VAERS reports. VAERS reports alone can't demonstrate that a vaccine caused an adverse event. VAERS, by the way, is a self-reporting database. Where, how lax is it? You could probably report yourself as a death by COVID vaccine. There's no verification system or process, no proof. It's as bad as putting a tweet up and hoping that Twitter doesn't catch you putting up false information. One more claim from Berenson. Masks make no significant difference. Masks have no significant effect. Health Feedback says unsupported. Danish face mask study, for example, did not show that masks were ineffective at reducing the spread of COVID-19. The study was underpowered and the results were inconclusive. In spite of all this and many more examples, Fox News still makes Berenson one of their top go-to experts for COVID-19 and vaccines. Unless there's been a rare exception maybe I've missed, Fox News also keeps people like Berenson and others like him protected. You know, why won't they have another person with an actual expert opposing view on with Berenson and let them go at it back and forth? And instead, Fox News continues the narrative that apparently they think is a win for them, having so-called experts on who say, yes, Tucker, yes, Laura, vaccine bad. Horse dewormer, good, As Ingram sits there laughing maniacally and Tucker sits there with that expression on his face makes him look like an over-medicated mental patient.